All right. So we're going to delve right in to Parshas Tazria, and we'll be able to center it around, the upcoming holiday of Pesach, Parshas Achodesh, big Shabbos, right? Three Torah Shabbos this week. Tazria, Rosh Hachodesh, Rosh Chodesh. So, you know, exciting stuff. Like this in the world of rabbis, it's like, whoa, three Torahs of Shabbos. Doesn't happen very often. It's very exciting.
We'll start again.
It's very exciting. Okay, so delving right into the parshiot of Tzaras, Tazria Mitzora of, quote, leprosy, we're going to discuss it. What does it mean? What is Tzaras? Right? Everyone has a different view as to what Tzaras is, right? And you'll hear the Kli Yakov, I'm not even going to say it myself, because the Kli Yakov is going to get right into it, right? What is it? What is it? Is it some, you know, why doesn't it exist today? Is it some physical malady, a spiritual malady, a medical thing, a miracle? Like, what is it? So here's what he says. Be'inyan ha-tzaras, yesh de'ot chalukot. When it comes to tzaras, there are many different ideas. Ki yesh omrim, shehem chalei tivi nistar betoch haguf. Some say that it's actually an illness, a real medical, natural skin condition that's nistar betoch haguf, that's sort of underneath the skin, umivatz beitz lachutz, and then it comes out. At a certain point, it starts to manifest itself, you know, on the in a topical way, right, on the skin. The yesh omrim shakol ba'al tzaraonesh. There are those that say that it literally just comes because, you know, as a punishment, legalot al ra'ato anister pekirbo, which reveals there's some evil, some, you know, negative characteristic or character trait or behavior that is hidden within you. Uvein kach nirali lefaresh lashon mitzora, and between this way or that way, it seems to me to explain the concept of mitzora. Shehi milat morkevet. It's a composite of two words, motzi ra, motzi ra, to find, or motzei ra, right, to find evil. A motzi ra. There's a Nesiva Shalom that we did several years ago. It's one of my, like, really one of my favorite ideas as to how to look at this, where you have the word Mitzora, and yeah, so on the one hand you could say it's Motzira, or you could also say a Motzera. And what's the difference between a Motzira and a Motzera? And I believe it's this. I believe a Motzera is someone who sees the bad in everything, right? We have certain people who just, you see, what do they say about an optimist? It's a cynic. That a cynic is an optimist with experience. A cynic is an optimist with experience, right? Right. So, but you know, someone who just, you complain, right? It happened. No one, not this. Present company excluded, right? They complain, Motzera, they say this and they see that and so on and so forth. But it's not such a negative, it's not a bad thing to be a Motzera if you could also be a Motzera, right? The first like lesson in sort of communal life is, you know, someone points out something going wrong, so, you know, you don't have to be, don't be defensive, right? You look at it and you say, well, you think about it if you're honest with it and say, well, you know, that makes sense. All right, great. We need, who's going to fix it? Well, we need here. You're going to head the committee. And then you really know, right? Then you really know, are they a Motzera or a Motzira, right? And that's a good thing to be a Motzira, right? You could go and you could take the bad out, right? You see something going on, get involved, right? And you could get rid of it. So what he's saying is that the Motzira is, the concept of the Mitzora is that it's Migaleu Maltila Chutz Kol Ratosha Bekirbo. You have someone who is actually internally not a good person, right? Lacking in certain attributes and certain character traits. And the reason why a Mitzora, this spiritual leprosy, whatever this is called, right, is a Motzira, because what it does is the evil that's inside that no one sees, it takes it out and it manifests itself like, oh yeah, this, you know, something's going on here, right? This guy, this girl, you know, this man, this woman, there's something here. What he means is, Hein imhu makeh re'ehu b'seter b'shot l'shono. So he said, this is how it works, right? Let's say you have someone who is who hits his fellow b'seter in private b'shot l'shono. With what? With his tongue. Right? You're gossiping about someone in private, right? Or you're speaking badly, ill about the person in private. Ve'ena briot yodin li shamer mimenu. So people don't know, like, oh man, you know, you may not want to tell that person so many secrets. That's a bad idea, right? Stay away. Don't, you know, you never know what's going to happen there. Maybe stay away, but people don't know. Al-Kain, so it's Hashem, does you a favor. Al-Kain HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefarseim ala chanefim. Therefore, Hashem publicizes the chanefim, the people, umotzi kol ra'ato lachut. So the idea of the motzi ra is that all of that, his negative attributes that are inside that people don't know about, Hashem shows it. Hashem does a favor for the public, for the community, to say, hey, you know what? Stay away here. That's what this is. Kedesha tigalera atobakal, so that people will know, right? People will be, people could be forewarned. Uvazem yushava kefel ba pasuk shamar adam kiyev ve'or b'saro se'et v'haya ve'or b'saro neged tzarat. So it says on the one hand, it says if a person has on the flesh of his skin a se'et, some sort of lesion, v'haya ve'or b'saro neged tzarat, and it repeats the word ve'or b'saro. Tarti ve'or b'saro lamali. Why say it twice? Really a fascinating idea. What he says is that if all things being equal, you have two people, and one person has this lesion on his skin or whatever, and the person, he or she, there is a good person, is a tzaddik, is a righteous person, a good person, doesn't have anything to hide. You bring her to the doctor, they'll be healed. Easy, no problem. However, ach mitzad yotam be'or b'saro shel zeh ha'chote. But the reason why it says or b'saro is because, no, there's another manifestation of this. The very same lesion that you see on someone else's skin, right? This, the chote, the person who's sinning privately, whatever, al kena asu negat sarat, for that person, it is a negat sarat, and you won't be able to heal it, right? So the point is that, like, yeah, it is something, you know, an everyday kind of lesion or abrasion or something like that. You could speak to Dr. Phil Fried about it some more if you'd like. But it is something along those lines. But if it's something that literally just can't be healed, so then there's something else going on. There's something deeper going on. So it's not like we're like voodoo witch doctors or whatever. It's a very logical, rational approach to the tzarat situation. So now the question is, umizem atzu lahem chachmei toratenu semech, v'rubam yatzu lilkot min haTorah min hanavim min haKtuv mal eza avon prati goyin hanagoyim. So he's like, okay, fine, we get what it is. We understand, we've identified the illness or the malady. Now the question is, why does it happen? So what are you going to tell me? And he mentioned it already, Lashon Hara, right? And he says that, B'mesechet Erechin, Amru Rabbeinu al Shiva Dvarim Nigoyim Boim. In Erechin, it says, oh, it comes because you did this, or you did this, or you did this. V'yesh l'chulam semech min apsukim, and everyone brings some sort of, you know, allusion from a scriptural reference. U'b'medrash ha'yalkut mana al asar dvarim. And in the Yalkut, right, it says, no, there are 10 things that this is coming for. So we've discussed this. I think I even said it last week. In general, when the rabbis bring down, oh, it's because of this, and it's because of this, and it's because of this, and it's because of this, generally what it means, we don't really know why it comes, right? But that's the Medrash, that's the Gemara. Again, it's nice, but the Kli Yakar says, no. We do know. V'anu ein lanu esik banistaros min parsha zo. It's like, I'm not going to get into hidden allusions and secrets of this parsha and where you find this and where you find that. Kim baniglopa. I want to just read the words with you. Read the psukim, the things that are revealed to us. Umatzinu mikulam remez miparshiot elu al shlosha dvarim. And the reality is, if you look at the psukim, you'll find three things that this that saras comes for. Ha'echad hu a lashon hara. Okay, lashon hara. Good. We got. We're yotze. We got lashon hara. Yeah, see, three sins for three Torahs. So if we pay attention to each one, hopefully we could have kapara on each. Shekein pirish Rashi, lama korbanot tziporim, as Rashi explained, right, why do we bring a korban of birds, tziporim specifically, lefisha osim maase patit, right, because they chip, right, like birds, right, they're gossiping, they're slandering, not a good thing. Hashenihu, agasuda ruach. The second thing is for arrogance, haughtiness. Shenemar, milakach lamitaher, eitz erez ve'ezov. And you should take for the purifier an eitz erez and an ezov, a cedar tree and a hyssop. Pirsh Rashi, shimigbia atzmo ke erez. For if that individual, so why the erez and the hyssop are very they're polar opposites, right? The erez, a cedar tree, we know it could be really really high, right? Like a cedar's in Lebanon, and a hyssop is very low to the ground, like almost like a some sort of bush. So why is it? Because this individual, shimig bia atzmo ke'erez, if this individual thought he or she was all that, yashpil atzmo ke'ezov. You know what? Usually that gets you in trouble, right? If you think too highly of yourself. So therefore you need to be humbled, you need to be lowered like an ezov, right? We say it every morning in Shacharit, mashpil ke'im magbia shefalim. And the Nusach Sfard, dare I say, it's a little better. Mashpil ge'im ade aretz. Hashem humbles the arrogant all the way down to the ground. Umagbia shifalim, and lifts up those who are lowly, those who are humble. Ade marom, up to the heavens. I don't, it's personal experience. No so far, right? We got a few. Okay. Hashlishihu al tsarus ha'ayin. The third is for tsarus ha'ayin, is for stinginess. Shenemar uba asher lo habayit, as it says, and you'll go to the person who has his house, the Tanvei Bishmal, ze sheyiche beito lo. Why say uba asher lo habayit? You come to that, the person whose house is his, he designated his house for himself, meaning didn't share, right? He didn't share, he didn't let other people in. Vidarem, we know, right? You have to let other people in, right? What's a chuppah? When we make a chuppah, right? A chuppah is a roof without walls. Why? Because that's what we want our house to be. We want our house to be open to people. We want our house to be a place of love, of warmth, of kindness, right? And we want to be able to let people in. Vidavar zeh kolel kama dvarim. And this third thing, so again, we have lashon hara, we have arrogance, and then we have a third thing of stinginess. And he says, actually, this kind of encompasses a bunch of things. Hein chemdat ha-mamon, it speaks to the desire of money, the lust for money. Shalamed min gechazi, hein ha-gazel, it speaks to theft. Shaman rabuseinu zal, reyatam ni pasuk v'tziva ha-kohen v'pino nabayit. Fine, it's v'tana hu kines mamon sheinu shalo, yavo ha-kohen v'fazir mamono, right, basically a person who didn't pay taxes, etc., essentially. Ushlosh eilu mikoram echad. Right, the desire for money, right, an insatiable desire for more wealth, right, actually encompasses theft and being stingy, right, and not wanting to share, right. They all sort of go together. And you could go ahead and look up, in the Gemara and the Midrashos, all of the other things. That this is about, that they say that tzaras is for, but they don't have real definitive allusions from the pasuk like the way I've demonstrated. Therefore, I want to go with these three: lashon hara, gasus haruach, vechemdas hamamon. Now, interestingly, we know in Pirkei Avos Mishnah Navos, shlosh advarim motzien asa adam mina olam. Three things that take a person out of this world. What are they, Richard? Kina. Taiva. And Kavu. Right? Jealousy, lust, and Kavod, and the pursuit of honor. Okay? Match them up. So we have Lashon Hara, we have Gasuz HaRuach, arrogance, and we have Chemdat HaMamon, and we have the pursuit of wealth. Match them up. Easy, right? Kavod, Gasu da ruach, right? That's arrogance. Taiva, chemdat hamamon, right? Money. What's it called? The insatiable. You have to make a living. It's good to make a living. The insatiable pursuit. Kina? Lashon hara. He doesn't say that. It's not like an op, but like you just take it and you're like, wait a minute. That makes perfect sense, right? Why do we talk about it? Right. It's kina, right? There's a sense of jealousy, right? He has that. She has that. You know, again, it's kind of mixed into all these things, but I think it matches up and happens to make a lot of sense. So he says, Uchlalama pasuka omer. And he says, we go, what time is it? Sorry.
It's a little before 8.
7. Okay. Klalam uchlalama pasuka omer, melashni baseita re'ehu, oto atzmit, givayinayim urechav levav, oto lo uchal. Interesting. He uses the pasuk in Tehillim. Umilashni baseita, those who speak about me, right, who malshin me, who slander me in private, oto atzmit, I'll meet out against him. Givayinayim, a haughty eyes, urechav levav, and an expansive heart. Otolo uchal. I can't deal with those people. It's right here. Rechav levav. Hainu achomed amamon. Right. That's a person who is desiring. Right. Nothing's ever enough. Rechav levav. Right. There's nothing's ever enough. Enough. Like in general. Right. The pursuit of that kind of thing. Nothing's ever enough. Right. Not samech bechelko. Shekein amru etzel Bilam shayelo nefesh rechavah. They say about Bilam that he had this like expansive soul. He just wanted more and more. Right. We know how Bilam ran after wealth. He said that's talking about an absolute mitzora, someone who's been diagnosed as a mitzora. All of these psukim came very much into play early pandemic. Right, we talked about this a lot in terms of quarantine. Right, how do you deal with the quarantine? In terms of, you know, do you have it or not? When we literally couldn't get a test back in those days. Right, everything is they're all connected. Right, if a person is arrogant, they're going to want to show off what they have, etc., etc., like an Achashverosh type person. Right, if a person at a certain point you have to watch out. The more you get, the more you have to worry about your heart getting haughty, uraya mimash emar, and then he just sort of continues along this pasuk, okay? And so what I want to do is, as we see, so we understand what he's talking about, and we understand sort of where this is coming from, and how a person may have, these aren't necessarily things, character traits, midot, that are manifest, right, in a negative way sometimes, right? You could have it inside, right, and damage is done sort of on the sly. And the idea is, again, a mitzora, Hashem is motzi that ra, Hashem takes that ra that's internal and brings it out into the fore. So again, the community could see, but also, so you could see, right? And in general, we have a mitzora, we have a tradition of how we approach, how Judaism approaches, in general, whatever happens to us, right? Whether it's, you know, a small little thing, a little yisurin, as we call them, little affliction, little trouble, tsaras, right? Or, God forbid, an illness. As well, there's a way we look at it. We don't, at least this is my hashkafa. I don't look at it, you know, Hashem's punishing me, we're being punished. We don't look at it that way. What we do say is that everything happens for a reason. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu and God wants to, you know, give us a wake-up call. God wants us to maybe look at the world a little bit differently. God wants us to do some introspection and see how we could be better, how we can get better, right? And that's the idea of the mitzora as well, right? Because it's not just, oh, it's a punishment to him and the community should be isolated. It's the opposite. Because it's the isolation that allows the individual to do sincere introspection. That allows the individual to look at his or her life and say, okay, how can I do better? Because that's what life is about, right? Life is about, you know, moving forward, experiencing things, and seeing, okay, how can I grow? And how can I do more? And that's what this is. That's the concept of the motzi ra. It's a motzi ra for the fellow, for the individual. So that person can recognize, sometimes you can't see it, right? And you need someone else to see it. Maybe a trusted friend, maybe a therapist, right? But, or maybe a rabbi, or in the Torah's time, it was the Kohen. Because who did you go to diagnose this affliction? First he went to Dr. Phil, and Phil's like, hey, there's nothing I can do about it, right? And he's like, you know what? Maybe you should go speak to the Kohen. Maybe go to the Aubrey's, you know, house. They're gonna, you know, that's what this is. Look, so let's just finish up. Look at the bottom. V'uvala Kohen. Go to the Kohen. So he says, why is the Tahara, the beginning of the real diagnosis of the issue, and then the purification of that individual starts with the Kohen. Why? Ain't Tahara Yidei Kohen. Yan ki kol mi asher hu mizera Aharon, because anyone who's from the descendants of Aharon, nimsu bo shalosh midot tovot hafkiyim le'elu, because the individual who is a Kohen is meant to have these three attributes, the opposite. Kicheid alashon, the opposite of the bad three. These are the good three. Kicheid alashon goreim kol riv v'chol nega. When you talk about someone around and it causes all sorts of fighting or whatever, how do you fix that? Uvein achim yafrid, right? And, oh, you said this about me, I heard you said this about me, and it causes division and fights. Al ken yavo aharon. Aaron's going to come. And what does Aaron do? She'achaz b'midat ha-shalom. Aaron represents shalom. Don't be jealous. Don't speak ill. Let's all get along, right? Aaron comes and says, and he tries to make peace. That's literally his job. It's what he does, right? He goes to this person. The Medrash talks about Aaron, literally, I'm sure all of you know the parent trap, you know, scenario, right? Sort of that. That's the Medrash talks about Aaron creating the parent trap. I did, well, you know, he said he really, you know, she said it, and then he gets them together and so on. Sometimes that could be a spectacular failure, but other times, you know, that could work. But again, that's Aaron. Aaron's about shalom. So that's one counteracting measure that the Kohen brings. V'yirpala zekiyu haya ohev shalom v'rodev shalom. He'll fix this because he loved peace and pursued peace. V'chein chet gasus haruach. Ra'ui sheyutukana yado. In the same vein, the chait of gasus haruach, of arrogance, of haughtiness, it makes sense that Aaron would come and fix the work. The Kohen does. Why? Kuaya anav bioter. He was extremely humble. We know it says obviously about Moshe how humble he was. But look at here. Ki'am Rabbi Seinuzal gadol mashenemar b'Moshe ve'Aaron mimashenemar b'Abraham. Greater is it greater that which is said about Moshe and Aaron than about Avram. Dilu ba'Avram k'siv anochi afar ve'efer. Avram said, I'm nothing, I'm dust, I'm ashes. U'b'Moshe v'Aaron k'siv v'nachnuma. But by Moshe and Aaron it says, and what are we? We're nothing. We're nobodies. We're nothing. That's the midah of Aaron, and that comes to counteract kavod, right? Anivut. Humility. And finally, v'chein chet chemdat ha-mamon. By the way, even before we go there, and think about the jealousy concept. What's the beauty of Aaron? Aaron is the older brother. Aaron's like for the first time, the older brother is picked. And you know what Hashem says? Hashem says, you know, where Moshe is arguing at the snan, he says, you know, please, you know, someone else, Nachno b'yad tishlach, I don't want it. They say he's arguing for 3 weeks, the Medrash says, Rashi says, and finally Hashem's like, just go. He's like, what do you mean, send Aaron? And God says, no, Aaron is going to greet you in the Midbar, lech likrat Aaron achicha b'midbar, and he's going to be joyous. V'ra'acha v'samach b'libo, he's going to be joyous. You're chosen the leader? Because he didn't want to be leader. No, but it's his humility. It's a lack of jealousy. It's a love, right? It's all comes to that same place. And finally, same thing with coveting money. Yan ki kohanim lo yalem chelik v'nachala ba'aretz. Right? The kohanim didn't even have a share in the land. Right? They had their they lived off of these Levite cities. They didn't have a heritage. They didn't have their own land. They weren't landowners. They were satisfied based on what they had, right? And in the same vein, right? Right? So again, they could come, and they're also, you know, they're good arbiters of this, and being able to say, right, honestly, guy, come on, it's okay. You know, you know, look, you need to look, dig deep. And this is what's going on. They had their attribute of being satisfied with what they have. So mech bechalko, v'loy bichlat sareha ayin. They weren't stingy. I'll share kol megamat pneim la'asof lichnos. I'll kin min aroy shakol shloshet b'nei tzarat elu loytaru kin la'idei hakohen. And that's why it makes perfect sense that the purification process, right, would come through going back to the kohanim. And I think just this brings us back to where we are, Parshas HaChodesh. Think about what is matzah? What does matzah represent? Matzah, we know, it's flat, it's simple, right? The difference between matzah, this way, between matzah and chametz, right? Is what? It's the hay. What's it, when you look at a hay, like in the Torah, a hay is like this and like this. What's the difference? It's this. It's the little. It's a little bit. It's a little bit. It's a little chichik, right? It's the kinah. It's the taiva. It's the kavod, right? All of these things. We need to live our lives. We need to live our lives feeling good about ourselves. We need to live our lives by providing for our families and being comfortable, and so on and so forth. We need to live our lives by being driven, right? Kinat so from Tarba Chachma, by being driven to achieve, to accomplish. But when it goes just a little bit more, right? It creates a problem inside, and sometimes you don't even know that it's there. Right? And that's why matzah, right? The difference between chametz and matzah isn't just this in the way we spell it. The difference between chametz and matzah could be 30 seconds, could be 1 second, right? Over the 18 minutes that it's meant to go, and then all of a sudden it leavens. Right? And it's that little bit of air, that little bit, that midah, that can be so injurious within each of us. And so I think, ultimately, you know, we know that's what Pesach's about. Pesach's about, you know, the bidikah chametz, searching. There's a beautiful Yehi Ratzon that you should all look at. And I say it in many Haggadahs, it's there. Beautiful Yehi Ratzon, a prayer that talks about how, just as I'm walking through, you know, and I'm looking at every crack and crevice with a candle in my house, so too, in the same vein, right, I light that candle. We know that a candle is representative of the neshama, right? As we commemorate neshamot, we commemorate souls, right? The Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, the candle of God, is the soul of man. So too, in this Yehi Ratzon, we say, may Hashem help us search every crack and crevice within our souls, within our hearts, to try to find some shemetz psul, a little bit of chametz, you know, that may have seeped in and that impacts the way that we talk to people, or the way that we behave towards people, the way that we talk to the people that we love, the way that we talk to people that don't even matter to us, right? Everyone should matter to us. And if we could do that, right, and we can search there, then Emir Tashem, we should never have to deal with that ra being motzi, that ra that's internal, coming out and playing itself out in our lives. And Emir Tashem, we should only be motzei tov. We should find goodness, find the goodness in ourselves, find the goodness in others, and have an amazing Shabbos. Amazing. Thank you. Rabbi Hanan and Rabbi Kasha.